This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
When a power plant burns coal, the stuff that's left over is called coal ash. It was in the headlines a couple of months ago when a pond full of the stuff poured into the Dan River in North Carolina. That incident brought national scrutiny to what sounds like a nasty and huge source of toxic waste. Well, that same week, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that it 100% approved of using coal ash to make concrete. And it turns out many environmentalists agree. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
Steve Fleming is showing me his concrete plant. He's technical director for Prairie Materials, based in Chicago's southwest suburbs.
You can see the silos where we keep the cement, slag, fly ash.
Mentioned fly ash. That's coal fly ash. Like other companies, Prairie Materials uses fly ash to replace part of the cement in its concrete, 100,000 tons of it a year. Later, in his office, Fleming explains why.
We add it to our concrete to help with the performance, both when it's in its plastic state.
That is, when it's wet. Fly ash makes wet concrete easier to work with.
And more importantly, from my point of view, it helps the long-term performance of the concrete as well.
As an engineer, Fleming has always appreciated coal ash's benefits. It took customers longer.
When I first started 18, 19 years ago, I had a lot of customers who thought that fly ash was not good, that it was a waste product, and that, you know, why are you putting it in my concrete? Now we have contractors who are requesting fly ash. If we ship them a straight cement mix, they'll complain.
There are environmental advantages, too. Coal ash has toxins in it, arsenic, lead, mercury. Locking that stuff up in concrete seems safer than letting it sit in landfills or ponds that can contaminate groundwater. The EPA endorsed using coal ash in concrete after comparing it to the toxins in Portland cement. Turns out, Portland cement is more toxic. Portland cement is also much worse for the environment. Craig Benson teaches environmental engineering at the University of Wisconsin.
Portland cement production is one of the major greenhouse gas sources worldwide.
He explains, to make Portland cement, you heat up limestone, which is made of calcium, oxygen, and carbon, to get lime, calcium, and oxygen.
That process liberates a lot of carbon dioxide that goes right up in the atmosphere.
Also, when you use coal ash, you're not using resources to dig up limestone or burning fuel to heat it up. And because fly ash makes concrete last longer, you're not replacing the concrete as often, all of which means you're also saving money. Benson did a study on that.
It was really remarkable. Just the economic impact is about $5 billion.
Lisa Evans is a lawyer for Earth Justice. She is reluctant to declare herself a fan of using coal ash for concrete. She'd rather we stop burning coal. Failing that...
Yeah, I mean, I think that characterizing it as a win would be accurate. If you're going to make coal ash in the first place, locking it up in concrete is preferable to a lot of other ways that we either use or dispose of coal ash.
But the consensus isn't perfect. The EPA is currently deciding between two alternatives for regulating coal ash. Evans favors one that would regulate coal ash as hazardous waste, except for designated beneficial reuses, like concrete. But that proposal worries John Ward, a spokesman for the coal ash recycling industry. He thinks the exception would just cause confusion.
How can you call something hazardous on the property of the people who made it and expect you to want to put it in your house?
He thinks that potential confusion could make utilities reluctant to allow recyclers to take coal ash at all. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.